to talk about the history of the bar part one. I'm Gert-Jan, also known as Knurft, and
I am Maurizio, also known online as M4U, which is Mao short.
So what is our bar? Our bar was an initiative that we got to on the 19th of December in 2020. It was related to COVID. Everybody was sitting at home on their own, having no one to talk to. And we were chatting on Telegram and thinking that it was ridiculous that we had this beefy Jitsi server and that we didn't use that for that. So initially we opened meet.opensuse.org/beer. But when we were in there, we decided that it was a bit stupid to call it beer because there are other beverages like coffee, water.
I'm pretty sure I was drinking whiskey, so calling it beer wasn't exactly sticking to it.
So what is it? The bar is an open Jitsi session. Anybody can start it at any time of the day, ask others to hop in and have a chat, ask for support, learn things, etc.
Yeah, one of the things that were really amazing about this thing is that it started as a joke, you know. It was the two of us, and then a few others started to join, and, you know, during the lockdowns, there were no bars we could go to. So we're like, well, why don't we make our home the bar, since we have booze, and why not? Rather than drinking by ourselves, why don't we bring the social aspect of the bar into our home through the computer? And it started as a joke, but then it grew to the point where there were people just hanging out all the time. Like there were people in there like almost, I want to say 24 hours. There were people literally going to sleep but leaving the camera on. There were also people falling asleep in front of the camera. We're not naming anyone and shaming here.
To continue, it got out of hand pretty quickly because the release of 15.3 came. And we decided to have a 24-hour release party in the bar so that it would be accessible for people from all over the world. What did those idiots do? They decided that 100 hours would also be doable. And in the end, that led to a Jitsi session of over 500 hours.
Well, yeah, and the only reason it was 500 hours is because the server decided that enough was enough and just essentially crashed. So the countdown restarted, and I think it went on for another 200 hours again. So when we saw that, it was pretty motivating to continue it. And on top of that, the even more amazing part is that we started having people coming in asking questions about Linux, about OpenSUSE, or how do I do this, how do I fix that problem? Or even we had people, how do I package RPM? And there were like a few people in the bar who knew how to do it, and they taught that person how to package. And now, well, Emily, you're in the audience. I mean, I think how many packages have you done so far since then? Yeah, lots. Okay, so that's the great part. So it encouraged people to contribute to the project. Something that started a little bit in a very lighthearted way, and like I said, almost like a joke. It ended up driving people to the community to contribute to OpenSUSE, and it's still going. And from there, if I'm not mistaken, we had other initiatives that started.
Like the community meetings.
The community meetings.
Basically, it became a thing to use that Jitsi server to get people together. It's an establishment of a culture, a subculture, whatever you want to call it. But I also want to emphasize that how important it was for people to stay in touch with each other, up to the point that New Year's Eve came up and we were still in lockdown. What do you do? Bill, one of our American friends who is not here, said, you know what, we'll invite Neil over at my house and a couple of others. We'll put up a laptop, connect to the bar, and celebrate New Year's Eve 24 hours so that the rest of the world can join and wish each other a Happy New Year. I can say that was one of the best New Year's Eves I ever had.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And on top of that, I mean, we had also someone who was quite thankful about the fact that this initiative existed, because he literally said privately, without the bar, I would have lost my mind. Like, they were so suffering from cabin fever, like stuck at home all the time, they couldn't get out. And the fact that there was this social thing going on, that they were able to hang out. I mean, we call it the bar, but you don't have to drink if you don't want, just to be clear. So just the fact that there was this social aspect going on, they were really thankful that they, in terms of mental health, that it existed, because it managed to get through this the difficult times during COVID. So that there was also that, and I was very happy to hear that. I mean,
that's one thing that I don't want to leave unmentioned, and that is the returning remarks, especially by younger people, that the bar changes usernames, user handles, etc., into real people with a voice, a face, etc. And there is the effect that if there are six people in the bar, the chances that some of them might be able to help you are already pretty big,
yeah.
And otherwise they will know who can help you.
Yeah, that's true. I think maybe we're talking about the bar, but should probably...
Yeah, put that slide up, dude.
All right, you keep talking, I'll do that.
I keep talking about what? Bar stuff? Then you're the moderator. Then you start the session, and anybody in the hall can join with their laptops, and we'll have a bar session here. Jitsi server is down. Lubos is there, so we have a moderator. Hi all. We can't hear you, but you can hear us, I think. So this is it. I think that by now, I was counting at home, but we have a group of about 40, 50 regulars who hop in at least once a week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hi. Hi, Luna. So I hope this gives you a bit of an impression. We decided to combine completely unprepared, apart from Mar, who fixed that slide 5 minutes before this, because you don't go prepared to a bar. You just go in and see what happens, and if you don't like the atmosphere, you hop out again. You forget your microphone.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Sorry?
Sorry?
Do you want the mic?
Yeah, well, I can tell you, Lubos, that we have lots of people from Fedora hopping in, people from Destination Linux Network.
Exactly. We
are no, open. I don't get paid to mention that.
Yeah. No, we are really open to everyone, right? And
yeah.
It doesn't matter the distribution, even if you feel like you want to talk to us, especially, you know, we have mixed contributors from Fedora, from other distributions. No, but it's not about flames. It's about, like, having good time, you know, and that's, I guess, what's important, right?
Yes, actually, that's something very important to say. Like, not everybody in the OpenSUSE bar is an OpenSUSE user. A lot of them are, well, there are a few people from Fedora that we know, Arch, I think. And, yeah, everyone is welcome, as Lubos said. So that's also creates some bridges across different communities and different projects.
And in the bar, you don't get cut off stage, so... Join.
Thank you, Doug.
Well, that was about it.
That's about it. Well, I hope to see you guys in the bar at some point. We're very frequently in there, both Gertjan and I, and then some of the people here that I know, Lubos, Emily, Doug.
And there's one thing I want to say. I want to give a big hand to this man here. Because every time we ping, yep. Every time we pinged him and came up with new stupid ideas, sorry, that's the way we talk in the bar. He joined in, and the same goes for Lubos. Hence, we have the community meetings now. We have our code of conduct, which we are the only distribution that has a code of conduct that has its origins in a bar. And that's the final note.
It started in the bar and then eventually went to the community meeting. So that was saying that it was developed in the bar is not entirely accurate.
Thank you.
Thank you.